Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the Book of Psalms. I heard one whom I knew not, saying, I freed your shoulder from the load, your hands from the heavy hode. At your cry of distress I rescued you. I answered you from the thunder clouds. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if you would only listen! You must allow no foreign god, no worship of an outside god. I am your God, I the Eternal, who brought you out of Egypt's land. Open your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen. Israel would have none of me. So I left them to their own self-will, to follow their own devices. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would live my life! I would soon subdue their foes and strike at their oppressors. Those who hate them would cower before them in unending terror. And I would feed them with the finest wheat, with honey from the rock to their heart's content. Age after age, Lord, Thou hast been our home. From all eternity Thou hast been God. Ere ever the hills were born, ere ever earth and world were made, Thou crumblest man away, summoning men back to the dust. Thou, to whom a thousand years are like a flight of yesterday, like an hour passing in the night. Year after year Thou sowest men like grass that grows anew, that in the dawn is fresh and flourishing, then by twilight it fades and withers. For under Thine anger we perish, we sink in terror at Thy wrath. Thou dost expose our sins, and layest our guilty secrets bare before Thee. Our days all droop under Thy displeasure, our life is over like a sigh. Our life is 70 years at most, or 80 at best, a span of toil and trouble, soon over, and we flit away. Yet who weighs the full sum of Thy displeasure? Which of us dreads Thine anger? Oh, teach us to count our days, that we may take it to heart. Relent, O Thou Eternal, and delay not. Be sorry for Thy servants. Let Thy love dawn on us undimmed, that all our life we may be glad and sing. Grant us joy as long as Thou hast been afflicting us. For all the years that we have had suffering, let Thy servants see Thee at Thy saving work, and let their children see Thy glorious power. Lord, may Thy loving favor rest upon us, and prosper all the work that we undertake. I said I will be careful what I do, lest I sin with my tongue. I must put a muzzle on my lips in the presence of the ungodly. So I kept silence, dumb and ill at ease. Yet this only stirred my grief. My heart grew hot within me. My thoughts kindled, and I prayed aloud, O Thou Eternal, let me know the number of my days. Let me know my end, how long I have to live. Thou hast made my days no longer than a span. My life is a mere nothing in Thy sight, no better than an empty breath. Man's busy life is indeed but a phantom, making an empty ado, amassing wealth, and not knowing who is to have his hoard. What then can I expect, O Lord? It is in Thee that I hope. I am dumb, I never say a word, for it is Thou who orderest life so. Thou chastenest mortal man in punishing his guilt, eating away his comeliness like a moth. Man is no better than an empty breath. Save me from all my sins, from taunts of the profane. Relieve me from Thy plague, for I am wasting underneath Thy strokes. Hear my prayer, O Thou Eternal. Listen to my cry. Answer Thou my tears, for I am but a guest of Thine, a passing waif, as all my fathers were. Avert Thy frown, that I may be at ease, ere I depart to be no more. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Psalms.